Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At the upcoming NATO summit in Madrid, the alliance will adopt a new strategic concept. The strategic concept is a document aimed at highlighting the threats and challenges we face and setting the course of NATO's future adaptation. The new concept will address challenges including but not limited to malicious activity in cyberspace, efforts by strategic competitors to weaken the rules-based international order, and the security implications of climate change. With regard to Ukraine, the United States will continue to send much-needed assistance, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a recent press conference.
President Biden announced a significant new security assistance package to arm Ukraine with additional capabilities and advanced weaponry, precisely what they need to defend themselves against the ongoing Russian aggression. We move quickly to send Ukraine significant amounts of weapons and ammunition so that they can repel Russia's aggression and, in turn, can be in the strongest possible position at any negotiating table that may emerge.
NATO allies, along with other partners, impose severe consequences on the Russian government and its enablers with unprecedented sanctions, export controls, and diplomatic pressure. Nearly 7 million Ukrainians have been forced to leave their homeland, with many others displaced within Ukraine. Countries across Europe and beyond, including the United States, have welcomed Ukrainians who are fleeing the violence. NATO is prepared to face challenges like these with robust cyber defenses, cutting-edge technology, and enhanced partnerships with countries around the world. We'll make sure that we defend every inch of NATO territory, declared Secretary Blinken. Since the war began, we've deployed more than 20,000 additional troops to NATO's eastern flank. Many allies are also increasing their military presence in eastern and southeastern Europe. Last month, Finland and Sweden, two longstanding partners of NATO, made the decision to seek NATO membership, noted Secretary Blinken.
The United States strongly supports Finland and Sweden's applications. Both countries are more than qualified to become full members of the alliance as soon as possible. By joining NATO, they will strengthen NATO. We look forward to quickly bringing them into the strongest defensive alliance in history.
The United States is looking forward to standing together with allies at the NATO summit in Madrid to ensure NATO remains strong, resilient, and ready for challenges today and in the future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.